Members of the Kamaks First Nation voted on March 8 to ratify their treaty and constitution. "This has been a momentous day for our nation," said elected Chief Counselor Nicole Rempel. "The treaty vote is a critical democratic process for our community. Every member's voice counts. Our future includes all our members, no matter how they cast their vote. We will find a path for our people and move forward together," Hubbleyooks, Heyuthela Lazenz. The ratification required a double majority to pass, which means that at least 50% plus one of the enrolled voting members participate, and that at least 50% plus one vote in favor of the Comox Constitution and the treaty. This is a higher voting standard than any other vote in Canada. Official Comox ratification results indicate the following votes were cast to ratify the Comox Constitution. Yes. 181 ballots, or 83% of votes. No. 38 ballots, or 17% of votes. 1 spoiled ballot. 218 ballots were cast out of 239 enrolled voters, or 91%. Official Comox ratification results indicate the following votes were cast to ratify the treaty. Yes, 177 ballots, or 81% of votes. No, 40 ballots, or 18% of votes. 2 spoiled ballots. 218 ballots were cast out of 239 enrolled voters, or 91%. With 83% of votes cast in favor of ratifying the Constitution, and 81% of votes cast in favor of the treaty, implementation of the Comox Constitution and treaty will move forward. Over the next approximately 3 years until the treaty effective date, which still needs to be determined by the nation, the province and Canada, we will be getting ready for our transition to self-government. We will be finalizing and working through our implementation plans, including restructuring our governing bodies, developing laws, creating nation capacity, working with our neighbors, and carefully considering the tremendous economic opportunities that lay ahead for our people, a statement from KFN says. Both the province of BC and Canada must pass their own legislation to ratify the Comox Treaty, which will culminate with a signing ceremony sometime next year. On behalf of all British Columbians, I would like to offer congratulations to the members and leadership of Comox First Nation on the successful ratification of their treaty and constitution, said Christine Boyle, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. In particular, I wish to congratulate Haggis Nicole Rempel of Comox First Nation, Comox Council, Hereditary Chiefs, Elders, Past Chief Counselors, the Comox Treaty Team, the Eligibility and Enrollment Team, and the Tripartite Ratification Committee for all of their hard work and dedication that has brought us to this momentous day. With negotiations on the Comox Treaty complete, and a successful Comox ratification vote, the Comox people have now chosen their path forward. This decision is one that generations of Comox people have worked toward, Boyle said. The Comox Treaty is a path to self-governance, recognition of rights, collaborative resource management, and new economic opportunity. It provides the basis for a revitalized relationship between Comox, their neighbors, and all levels of government by fostering shared understanding, providing certainty, and supporting further work together in the region.